Welcome to Blueprint Radio. I'm your host, Martin Williams. Here we help you create a blueprint for your life. So let's build.
Williams, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. You may do so on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and SoundCloud. All the links to the podcast can be found at guidedexpressions.com/podcast with an S, or wherever you're listening to this podcast right now. So today's podcast is going to be on the poverty mindset. Now, you may have heard about the poverty mindset in the past, and you may have heard different people speak on it and teach on it. And there's a lot of good material out there, but I wanted to give my take on what it means to have a poverty mindset. First off, a poverty mindset is bigger than just money. It's not just about the amount of money that you have in your pocket, because you can have financial resources and still have a poverty mindset. So we live in a country of great abundance, right? The United States is a country of great abundance. There's a reason why so many people risk, you know, life, limb, and whatever else to come here, because it's a land of opportunity. That's what America is known as. And, you know, even with all of the challenges that we have here, this is still a country of great opportunity and great abundance. Our standard of living is really at a high level. And I don't think that people realize how high the standard of living is in the United States, but it really is, especially when you go to third world countries or even, you know, other capitalist countries that, you know, may not be as big as the United States, but they still practice capitalism. The standard of living in America is pretty high. So it's when I say poverty mindset, you know, I say that kind of tongue in cheek, but at the same time, you know, you can have a season of lack, right? Or even a lifestyle of lack. You know, with this poverty mindset, the way that we think really drives our experience. And it's like that in every area. You know, you may need a new car, you may need a new home, and you may have the means to get it, but you just, for whatever reason, don't want to do it because, you know, it costs a lot of money, or, you know, it may cost more than, you know, you're willing to part ways with. And if you experience any kind of lack or poverty as a child, you start to think that money solves all problems, which, of course, it does not. But it's easy to grow up with that belief if you've ever been without money, if you've ever found yourself in a position where something was taken from you or something was denied to you because you lacked the necessary resources. Even if that happened in your life, that doesn't have to be your life if you start to think differently. Most people who have resources will tell you that they grew up with less resources than they have now. Most millionaires in the United States are self-made, meaning that they did not inherit the money, right? So poverty is something, it's a mindset. It's real, but it's a mindset and it's a way of thinking. If you say things such as, I don't have enough money, or I can't afford that, what you're doing is you're driving that belief down into the subconscious mind to the point where the subconscious mind believes it. And most people have said that and thought that their entire life. And now, you know, they're in their 30s and 40s and 50s and they practice that mindset. They practice the poverty and or lack mindset. And by what I mean by that is that, like I said, there's things that you need to do that require you to spend money, but you won't spend it because you're afraid of parting ways with that money. And of course, what happens is that small problems become big problems and you end up spending more money than you originally wanted to because of, you know, just how life works, right? It's like the leak in the pipe may have been a $50 or $100 problem, but if it floods the basement, now it's a, you know, it's a $1,000 or more dollar problem, right? It's this kind, it's kind of that concept of, you know, solving problems when they're small so they don't become bigger problems later. So, you know, how do you get rid of the poverty mindset? You have to think abundantly. You have to understand that there's no shortage of money. There's no shortage of resources, right? Miles Monroe said this really well. He said that, you know, during a recession, you know, money doesn't go to another planet. Excuse me. Money doesn't go to another planet, right? It's still here. It's just that people are holding on to it, right? Excuse me. What causes people to let go of money? Well, for the most part, people will invest money in something that brings them more money. Okay. So what you want to think about is that how can I be an investment for someone, right? And this is where, you know, business comes in. You know, how can my business make money for someone else, right? Can my business provide income or provide increase money for someone else? And if it can, then that's what you sell from, and people will invest in you to make more money for themselves. But that's how money works, right? You can't just hold on to it. It's energy, right? It's stored energy. So what happens, even if a person holds on to it their entire life, they pass away, and that money either goes to their family or goes back to the government, right? So money never stays still forever. It's always moving. It's always moving. And it's moving to people who can solve problems. So as if you have a poverty mindset, what you want to do is understand, number one, that there's no shortage of money. There never has, never will be, right? There's always enough money in the world, and most people have more than they need, right? So, you know, most people, when I say most people, I'm saying most people who are rich have more money than they need, right? You know, someone who has $100 million, you don't need $100 million to live, not even in the United States, right? So how does money go from a person who has a lot of money, more than they need, to a person that doesn't have any money? The person who doesn't have any money has to change the way they think about money, and they have to understand that money is a tool, right? It's energy. It's a tool to build things. A lot of times with people who have a poverty mindset, they're not really building anything. They're not doing anything, right? As you're doing something, the money shows up, okay? I like to use the example of the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, right? For years, they were trying to get this arena built because they wanted to move the New Jersey Nets at the time to Brooklyn. And now they're known as the Brooklyn Nets, which is a basketball team. And they wanted to build this arena, and they were coming up against all these different legal challenges and government hurdles and everything else. But the answer to all of it was money, right? And so they had to find a buyer. They had to find someone who had deep enough pockets to basically push everything through. And they did. They found a person who was a billionaire from Russia, and he bought the team, and he was able to pay whatever needed to be paid to not only get the land and not only get people to move out. And I'm not 100% in agreement with how it was done, you know, to get, you know, people who had, you know, lived in buildings their entire lives, the buildings that were in the way of this arena being built. They had to pay all those people off to move. And then, you know, they basically built the arena. But my point is that you would think someone with a poverty mindset would say, well, you know, how did they come up with all those billions of dollars? I think it ended up being over $1 billion to get it built. And the answer to that is simple. For people who want to build something, the money always shows up. So if you want to do something, the money always shows up, right? So if you have a poverty mindset, think about all the things that you've been putting off. And instead of putting them off, just start doing them, right? Start doing the things that you want to do and need to do. And as you do it, the resources will, they show up. They just have a way of showing up, right? Money is there to support you. Money is there to be a support, money is not the goal, is what I'm trying to get to. Money is never the goal. You know, money isn't the goal. Money is an ancillary it's kind of like an assistant. Money is an assistant to get to the goal. You know, it's kind of like having employees. If you have all these employees, but you're not giving them anything to do, then the employees are going to leave eventually. And money is kind of the same way. People who have a poverty mindset usually don't do much of anything. They usually don't build much of anything. They tend to, you know, spend a lot of time doing things that are not constructive. And so that's kind of how you want to think about it, right? You know, if I'm someone who wastes a lot of time, then I'm going to have poverty. If I'm someone who doesn't get anything done, then, you know, poverty ensues. Like if you're at work and you don't get work done, then your employer is going to let you go eventually. You know, you can be the nicest person in the world, but they're hiring you to work. They're not hiring you to just sit around, right? So that's basically the way that you want to look at it. So there's different types of poverty. There's poverty of money. There's also poverty of time. There's people who have, you know, a good amount of money, but they have no time, right? But it all, you know, it still all comes from the same root belief. And that root belief is there's not enough time, right? But, you know, there's people who have a lot more responsibilities, a lot more things that they need to do, but they always have the time to do it. Why is that? Why is it that some people who are super busy have a lot of time to do things? It's because they look at time differently. And instead of spending time, they invest time, right? They invest time in things that will save them time later, right? Poverty, people who have a poverty mindset, and money is a great example, they don't invest, right? And you can use whatever reasoning you want to use. But the bottom line is that people in poverty don't invest. Now, you might say, well, they don't have the money to invest. And I agree. They don't have a lot of money to invest, right? And then sometimes people don't have any money to invest. But, you know, you can also invest time. You can invest energy, right? And the key is, for whatever you want to do, you want to invest in order to get a return. You don't want to spend. Spending, and when you look at the etymology of the word spend, it means to exhaust. It means to run out, right? So when you talk about spending money, what you're saying, and you know, this is the power of language, what you're saying is that I'm exhausting the money to the point that it runs out. That's literally what you're saying, right? So instead of saying spending, a better way to say it is to invest, right? Because when you invest, you know, can you lose money? Yeah, but the purpose of investing is to get a return that is greater than what you invested. So when you invest money, the goal is to get a return on the money invested, right? And in the Bible, it talks about the hundredfold return, meaning that you are well within your rights to expect 100 times return for what you invest. And that's in anything, whether it's in money. You know, if you invest $100, you have every right to expect $10,000 return. And you might say, well, that's impossible. That's not going to happen. Well, Have you heard of this thing called Bitcoin? Right. Have you heard of this thing called Ethereum? Cryptocurrency, Dogecoin, right? These people are getting the hundredfold returns, right? And whether they realize it or not, whether they realize it's a principle or not, they're getting these hundredfold returns. You know, we look at like AMC and GameStop, people are getting hundredfold returns. And a lot of people are trying to figure out, well, how is this happening? Well, it's biblical, it's scripture. You're supposed to get a hundredfold return. It's just that most people don't demand it. Most people don't look for it, right? And, you know, all the promises are by faith. So anyway, you know, you can invest money for a hundredfold return, but what about time, right? What about time? Can you imagine investing an hour and getting 100 hours back, or getting, investing a week and getting 100 weeks back, or investing a year and getting 100 years back? You know what I mean? And as far as like productivity, as far as like freedom. And so, you know, if you're someone who maybe wants to have more time and money freedom, the simple answer is to invest time to get more time, right? And invest more money to get more money. Okay. So you can't get away from investment. Okay, the richest people in the world are investors, right? Billionaires, they're investors. They invested in their business and then they invested in other things, right? And so, you know, the way that you break a poverty mindset is, number one, you got to change the way you think about money. You got to stop thinking about money as being something that's scarce. It's not scarce, it's abundant, and it's everywhere. But money flows to people who build and people who invest, right? And it's the same way with time. People who invest time get time back. And it's the same way with energy. People who invest energy, right? You go to the gym, going to the gym is not something you feel like doing, but you got to invest that energy. You invest a little bit of energy you have to get more energy back, right? Going to the gym gives me more energy, gives me more, ability to focus and everything else. But that's how the world works. That's how life works. You get back what you invest multiplied. So think about what I talked about today. Hopefully it helped you. My name is Martin Williams. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to Blueprint Radio. For more information on Martin Williams coaching and products, please go to guidedexpressions.com or visit me on Facebook as well as Instagram.